our pain is where we find our purpose. If you're like, what is my soul mission? What is my purpose? Go find your pain. Go find your core wounds. Your soul mission is going to be found with a little bit of inquiry into that as to why that keeps coming up in your life.
It's the Inspiration Place podcast with artist Miriam Shulman. Welcome to the Inspiration Place podcast, an art world insider podcast for artists by an artist, where each week we go behind the scenes to uncover the perspiration and inspiration behind the art. And now, your host, Miriam Shulman.
Well, hello. You're listening to episode number 297 of the Inspiration Place podcast. Today's guest is a master intuitive business coach. Her mission is to help soul-guided entrepreneurs run prosperous, heart-led businesses using a mix of intuitive and business strategies that work for purpose-driven business owners. Please welcome to the Inspiration Place, Allison Scammell.
I'm so happy to have you back on the Inspiration Place podcast. You're one of my most downloaded episodes of all time. And that's, I have like almost a million downloads, but you're like on the top three or something like that.
You know, you sent me that email. It was like after the start of the new year. And it was just like, oh my God, this year, it was so touching to me. And it meant so much to me. I was like, this year is going to be great because
yes,
Miriam just told me that.
And you are so blonde. Can we have a conversation about that?
What, I know.
Have you always been that blonde?
No, I'm naturally brunette. Wait, what?
Yeah, I can't take the hat off though.
No, I like it. I like it on you. I like it.
Well, it's gray. So what am I going to do?
I know.
Brown is fake.
So like mine is gray too.
Oh,
and I have a gray Medusa like right at my bangs. It's all concentrated at my bangs, like a streak. And I don't like the streak. I don't want to be streaking.
I'm just all over gray. It's just like I look like Bubby.
This is blonder than I meant to go, and it looks very blonde on video right now.
Yes, the filter makes it blonder.
Yes,
which filters
yes.
You. I like the apricot or the cream filter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the apricot. That's my favorite.
Yeah, whatever one we like, it's the same one. It makes it blonder. Okay, but we do have things to discuss.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I have no outline, but I know it's going to be amazing. I want to talk first of all about what is the difference between manifestation and conscious creation? I saw that you did a podcast episode about that. So could you just, instead of me listening to it, you're giving me your private podcast tour right now.
I mean,
like the greatest hits.
Like seriously, out of all the questions you could ask me, that's like the best question you could ask me. So
because it's the best question. Yeah.
It's really the best question because it's so timely. It's so important. Your listeners, you guys are going to really, really, really get immediate results from having this awareness because it is different. It is different. So we're always manifesting. And sometimes you will actually hear coaches out there saying they don't believe in the law of attraction or manifestation doesn't work. And that's just wrong. We are subject to universal laws. And our outer reality responds to the energy at which we are vibrating. So however we vibrate, that's how we attract our outer reality. It's the law of attraction. And that is, we are always manifesting. That is the process of manifestation. But we can manifest when we're very sad or depressed or we're feeling defeated because we're not selling our stuff. And we're vibrating at that frequency for periods of time. We manifest more situations that trigger more of that energetic frequency. So that's really that idea that our outer reality is always a manifestation. But our dreams are not low vibrational. Our dreams are high vibrational,
right? I want to interrupt.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
And I will interrupt a lot, not because, well, maybe it is rude. I don't know. It's just the way I am. But also for the podcast, I do the James Altucher New York interrupt. That's like my... I don't know if you ever heard that. That's
perfect.
My interview style. Okay. So the whole thing about when you're vibrating on a low frequency and now you're attracting more negative shit, that always bummed me out because that always made me feel like, well, if bad things are happening, it's all my fault. Can we just speak about that first before we move on? Okay.
Yeah. So I like to remind everyone that there are so many gifts found in our pain. Like really, it's our challenges. Those are the things that enable us to heal, learn, and grow. If we did not have challenges that triggered low vibrational frequency, so when I say that, painful emotions have us vibrating at very low frequencies. There's a scale of 0 to 1,000 if you're a numbers person. And so if you're like some of the lowest vibrations we can be vibrating at is like shame, powerlessness. That's like 25 on the scale. If you get up to fear, that's about 75. Moving on up, neutrality is 25, right? On this 0 to 1,000 scale. And if you get up to 500, 600, that's love, peace, gratitude. Enlightenment is somewhere between 700 and 1,000. And so when we are vibrating at low frequencies, it just means that we have some pain to release. It just means that there is a blocked energy present. Pain is actually blocked energy. Our trauma, when we have traumatic experiences and we can't express the emotion healthfully in the moment, we bottle it up and chuck it inside. It's a survival mechanism. So it creates trapped and blocked energy. And so when something happens in our outer reality to trigger that, it's actually a gift. And I know in the moment, you'll never look at it that way. But the gift is that it's triggering that blocked energy so that it may be released. Mm-hmm. And the trick to releasing it so you can raise to higher vibrations is just feeling it. It's that whole feel the heal. So if you're trying to sell something and it's not selling and you're feeling defeated and I'm a failure and if you can, because that's I've been down that road many times. If you can just pause and say, what is my thought? You know, find the thought first. I can't sell my stuff. How does that thought make you feel when the thought feels 100% true? Defeated, failure, no self-worth. Just give yourself a few seconds to feel those emotions. Just stop what you're doing and feel them. Okay. If it doesn't feel too intense, if it feels too intense, it might be time to like, call up your therapist, call an energy healer. But if it feels okay to do on your own, just do it. And you will find in like 60 seconds, the emotions have passed through and you will feel your energy vibrations rising higher up the scale. You'll feel it going up to courage and then neutrality. It really is that release. It's the crouch down before we leap up. And then that's all of a sudden we're vibrating at higher frequencies again.
If you're an artist craving that in-person spark, then come to New York City this April for the Artpreneur Experience. Listen to what artists had to say about their transformation.
There's power in being able to share focused time together with other artists and to be able to slow down to think about being an artpreneur.
Attending Miriam's New York City Mastermind event boosted my confidence in building and sustaining a successful art business.
I walked away with some clear next steps and a sense of camaraderie and a possibility that I didn't have going in.
Artpreneur Live Experience is happening April 4th, 2024 in New York City, and you don't want to miss it. To secure your spot, head on over to shulmanart.com/IRL or check the link in the show notes. And now back to the Inspiration Place.
Okay, there's so many things I want to talk about already.
No,
and we still haven't talked about conscious creation. So we are gonna talk about that. However, before we get there, and it sounds like I'm about to say a commercial because that's what I always do. Before we get there, these words, but that's not what I'm doing. Okay, but before we get there, what I want to talk about is there's a few things. One is the difference between repressing an emotion and suppressing it. I don't know if you know where I'm going with that. So I study a lot of Kabbalah now, and that's something that's, oh, yay, she's nodding her head up and down like Bob. Okay, so that's one thing I want to talk about. And the other thing was the concept you talked about how the pain kind of being good for us is that these existential crises that we all have, whether it's on a global collective scale, because there's some sort of tragedy, you know, global tragedy or a personal one, it gets us in touch with the part of our soul that cares about the why and the who, because we spend so much of our energy, especially those of us who are artists and entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, we spend so much of our time in the what and the how. So which of those threads do you want to pick up next? Those are two big, juicy ones.
Yeah, I'll pick on a couple of things. You nailed it when you said, like, our pain is where we find our purpose. If you're like, what is my soul mission? What is my purpose? Go find your pain. Go find your core wounds. Those wounds that you say to yourself, my God, I should be over this by now, but it keeps coming back. Like, I should be past this. I should be healed from this. I shouldn't be suffering from this anymore. That's a core wound. And your soul mission is going to be found with a little bit of inquiry into that as to why that keeps coming up in your life.
Mm. Good. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
And you can just simply ask, what have I done to survive or shift out of or go to something better or heal or learn from these challenges? Because every time a challenge comes to us, if it's a core wound, so it's kind of the same type of challenge coming back again and again and again and again, it may not feel like it. It may feel like Groundhog's Day, but I promise you're healing a little bit, you're learning a little bit, you're evolving a little bit. And every time you're a bit wiser. And so the things that you learn from, heal from, evolve from, grow from those challenges is part of the mission. It's part of the work that you're meant to leave back to others. It's part of how you express your art and how you're supposed to pass on this learning through expression, you know, through whatever it is you feel called to create in service to others. You're going to find that your mission is actually like it's coming from how you've overcome those challenges.
Okay. So I love the way you connected your purpose, because I call it you find your who and your why, but that is your purpose. Purpose is the who and the why.
Yes.
The other side, the how and the what, is just you can replace that with anything.
Yeah. Especially the how. Throw that how out the window. I mean, yes, it plays a role, but be more focused on who and the why and what your desired end state looks like. And then the how will fall into place. Okay. It'll unfold before you.
Beautiful. Okay. Did we leave any threads on that we snip off before we get to conscious creation? Okay.
I think, and I don't know if I'm getting the words right, the repressed, oppressed.
That's it. Okay. Repressed versus suppressed. So
oppressed. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll explain how I see it. And then if you want to fill in more. So repress is somebody is kind of what you talked about. It's like unprocessed emotion that you really should process. So somebody dies, it's sad. You want to feel sad. You want to go through those emotions and feel that way. The other kinds of emotions, which I say you suppress rather than repress, are something like my clients will sometimes say to me, I feel so overwhelmed. And I'll say to them, you mean you feel excited, right? So that is what it would look like to suppress an emotion. It's a reframing. It's emotions that you can practice and choose to feel a certain way. It's not the same thing as toxic positivity, like somebody died, but I'm so happy. You know, that's not what we're talking about. So that's the way I see it. Is that in alignment with yours? Or do you have more to say about that?
Yes, I think you've got it spot on. And that repressed is that trapped, blocked emotion that sometimes you literally cannot healthfully express in the moment because it's too big. Grieving is a great example. So we chuck it in. We don't do it consciously. It's all unconscious. But eventually that chucked in needs to be experienced. It's the experiencing of the energy that enables you to release it.
Yeah. So,
and then,
so just to be completely vulnerable, and we haven't talked in a while, Allison. So I have a son who's in Israel who is in active duty. So I am repressing a lot of fear because I wouldn't be able to function if I was processing that all the time. And it's a little bit of suppression too, because what keeps me going is the thought, but he is safe right now. This moment he is safe. So that is the only thing that keeps me grounded, is that like being very present to this moment, not thoughts about what could happen.
I think you're spot on. You're managing it so well. I think when you're going through something like you're going through, just be very local. So what I mean by that is don't think about next week or next month. Just think about today, this moment, everything is fine, and let it unfold minute by minute. And that actually is helping you to not repress. There might be a little repression going on, which is fine. It's part of helping you to cope and be a functioning person in the world, because that's really a lot. And so that's totally what I would do. What I would recommend of you, just be in this moment. Be like, in this moment, he is okay.
Yeah. Okay.
He is safe.
So when we return, we're going to discuss conscious creation. But first, these words.
Liz left a glowing review of Artpreneur on Amazon. She writes, "This essential guide is a must-have for any artist wanting to make a living from their art." Liz describes it as hugely inspiring and motivating, packed full of practical steps to move my art business forwards. We definitely agree. To get Chapter 1 of Artpreneur absolutely free, all you have to do is head on over to shulmanart.com/believe. You can also purchase the book from any bookseller and get the exclusive Inspiration Place bonus package by heading to artpreneurbook.com. Now, in order to explore conscious creation, let's get back to our show.
Welcome back. All right, Allison. So how about that conscious creation? Tell us what that is and how it's different than manifestation.
Okay, we're going to go high vibe here. This is more fun to talk about. So think about a dream you have for yourself. Big dream, little dream, it doesn't matter. But we never dream to feel sad. We never dream to feel shame, right? Those come from our wounds. Our dreams are always high vibrational. So to get into conscious creation, where we're consciously creating high vibrational situations, like our art is selling out to dream clients who just love what you have to offer and say they're going to become repeat customers. And that just makes you feel abundant and connected and creative. Those are all very high vibrational emotions. So if numbers are helpful for you, that's all like 500 and higher. Well, for us to start to really consciously create high vibrational situations in our manifest reality, our physical reality, we really need to be vibrating. And this isn't constant. We need to be vibrating at around 310 or higher on this scale of 0 to 1,000. But we don't need to be consistent, because we are here to have a human experience. So it doesn't mean we're high vibe all the time. We're not meant to be high vibe all the time. We can't be. It's impossible. And if anybody tries to tell you you should be, that gets into toxic positivity, which just simply
is what we just talked about. It's not appropriate to be happy if you just had a loss.
No. Probably if you are, you're repressing, you know? And energy doesn't lie. So if you are grieving and you're putting on a happy smile, your energy vibrations will tell the truth, right? And that's what you'll start. That's what your manifest reality will react to, your actual energy, not your happy thoughts that you're painting over it, right? So it's not, I'm not saying, hey, let's strive to be high vibe all the time. The goal here is to think about, how can I raise my energetic vibration over time? How can I create high vibrational habits? I know this one gets mentioned a lot, but it really does work. For example, how can I have some sort of meditation practice or deep breathing practice in a day that really helps to raise your vibrations? What is a stress reliever for me that will help raise your vibrations? You know, taking care of your body, moving it properly, that will help raise your vibrations, getting enough sleep. So thinking about the ways that you can raise your vibrations over time really helps you go into conscious creation, where you're intending this experience to arrive.
And I just want to say a few things about meditation. So there's plenty of studies that have been done that show that if you have a religious practice, so if you're Christian and you do scriptures, or if you're Jewish like I am and you go to synagogue, any kind of prayer has the same effect as meditation. So if you're already doing that, don't feel you have to do both. You do whatever it is that feels right to you. And it doesn't mean that if you're a non-practicing whatever, that you should start going to church or synagogue. And that's not what I'm saying either. It's just that these tools both do the same thing. Meditation and prayer are really two different words for the same process that you go through.
I totally agree. It's about creating space. I mean, that's what prayer and meditation does. It slows down your thinking mind and it creates space between your thoughts. And when that happens, your vibrations rise and you feel more peace. You feel more ease. Because when our thoughts are bam, 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 and everything feels rapid fire, heavy, that's stressful. And that brings our energy vibrations down. So if you just took 3 deep belly breaths, the lower part of the belly actually slows your thoughts down more than the upper part of the chest. I call it low belly breathing. If you take 3 deep low belly breaths, that's all you got to do. You will find your thoughts slowing down. You will find your energy starting to feel a little bit more expansive. And I guarantee you, your energetic vibrations are going to start to raise a little bit.
And also coloring does the same thing too.
Yes. Coloring, the process of writing actually, or painting or coloring. Did you know that that process actually connects us to our intuition? You probably already knew that.
It's a reminder.
It literally connects us to our intuition. That's why I'm so opposed to schools getting away from teaching children cursive or teaching them how to write, because we're just going to be on keyboards all the time anyway. I'm like so against that, because the writing process, the coloring process, the painting process is so important for these high vibrational habits and for connecting to the intuition and all these things.
Okay, so I'm starting to crack up because I'm having memories of third grade with the blue lined paper.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Did you know I got C's in handwriting because I was such a rebel? I would do like different fonts that Aww. Were not the fonts I was being taught. You know, like, okay, well, between like the solid blue line and the dash blue line, I'm going to do small caps. This is Miriam in the third grade. Well, I got a C in handwriting. I went to battle with Mrs. Robinson in Miami Elementary School.
I love this example. I always say your unique genius, your true talent is found in those things you got in trouble for as a kid. So, perfect example. Perfect example. My daughter she's 7 and she has the claw grip. And at first they were like, oh my God, she's holding the pencil all wrong. It's the claw grip. Yes. I thought, yeah.
My daughter did that too. She still does.
Right.
She still does. She writes fine. And her teacher was like, as long as it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, at first it was like, they were like, oh my God, this is such a big deal. And I was like, she's like 5. This was like a couple years ago. But now they actually said, well, she still has the claw grip. She hasn't learned, but that's okay because they're just going to be on computers anyway. And I was like, I'm okay as long as she can write in a way that's legible. But it's like, no, it's not okay. Like, writing is important.
Claw grip. You don't mean a fist grip. You just mean it's like, it's not,
it's. I don't know. It's something else. Dutch school. I don't even know. What's the Dutch word for claw? They were calling it the claw grip. And I live in the Netherlands for listeners. And so it's not like a caveman grip. It's not quite that bad, but it's not a proper style.
Yeah. My daughter's the same thing. It's not the proper this. It almost looks like she's holding it backwards.
Yes.
But her writing is fine. It's just not textbook. Anyway. One thing I wanted to move us towards, talking about vibrating happy versus sad. So I want to talk something a little more nuanced. And this is something I discuss in my book, Artpreneur, how people who are indecisive, so they have a lot of time, hard time making decisions, they project uncertainty. So they are vibrating on an uncertain frequency. I'm making this up as I'm talking. So, but this is what I want to talk about, more nuanced thing. And what I say is that when you're projecting that, people will have a hard time making a decision with buying your stuff because they don't know why you're feeling uncertain, but they just feel that. And that's very repulsive because the brain craves certainty and hates uncertainty. Do you want to talk about more nuanced vibrational emotions?
Yeah. So that's absolutely right what you're saying. You know, doubt is an emotion, and that's about 60, again, on a scale 0 to 1,000. So you can see how low it is. And when we're putting our creations out into the world, like, people can actually feel that vibrationally, exactly as you're saying. So they can feel the doubt. So we really, really want to be in that, like, raising those frequencies to be in. I know when you created the art, you were passionate, you were love, you were, you know, connection, contribution. You were at 500, 600 and higher. So then the question becomes, how can I stay in those frequencies when I'm actually getting in the sales process, right?
Okay, so how, Allison? This is the million-dollar question.
This is going to be so unsatisfying, so I'm so sorry, but it's absolutely in the healing. You can't, it's just like, it's like, if I would say just go straight to the joy, that's me pushing toxic positivity at you. It just doesn't work. You have to crouch down low to spring back up. So if you are feeling doubt, if you're feeling uncertain, honor that. That's your truth. You're in that. You probably have a wound. You could be in some conditioning, ancestral. A lot of, so much of our sales is like ancestral wounds. So that SHIT we inherited from our parents, our great parents, ancestral wounds can go back 9 generations to that great, 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 great grandfather we never even knew. And so, like, we just got to heal that.
And you can just say that word on my show, by the way. You don't have to.
I wasn't sure. So that shit that we just inherit, it's not even coming from us. I feel like that's so unfair. You know, my father was a farmer, and then family farmer in the 1980s, they all went bankrupt. So that was my childhood memories. Like, my father losing his limb, which was the family farm. And like, from that, it was just like, I think in those situations, you either are going to say, I'm going to struggle with money too, or I vow never to struggle with money. And when I was sitting there 6 years old, listening to my parents always argue about this, I said, I will never struggle with money. I vowed. And to be honest, I've not always had money. I've been broke, but I've never really struggled with money because I made this conscious choice that that was just my mindset. But that doesn't mean that I don't still have some of those wounds that I got from him, that he got from his father or mother or whoever. So what that means is, when you just notice, it's that emotional compass. When something is feeling painful, that is the, like, whoa, pain is present. That means something is ready to be released. And when you are just mindful to that, and go into the feel the feels, and it only takes about 60 seconds, unless you're in a really big trauma. If you're in a crisis or in a trauma, it's got a bit, little bit of a different flavor and frequency. But if you are in your average day to day, and you don't have, you know, you're not dealing with grieving or something big like that, normally you can call these emotions up. We feel emotions in waves. They come when we're actually in the body feeling. We can actually only feel an emotion from 60 to 90 seconds if we're fully feeling. And then it gets released. Your vibrations start to raise. And then before you know it, when our vibrations raise, our thoughts automatically go to more of a positive tone. And that's when we start to say, I got this. This art is beautiful. This is amazing value. I'm excited to sell this. And then when your thoughts start to feel true, it's like an upward spiral. And then before you know it, you're in acceptance, and then you're in gratitude, and then you're in love. And then before you know it, you're like in a really high vibrational energy. And that's when conscious creation really, really starts to work for you, because you are in this moment, an energetic match to the energy of your dreams. That's really what manifestation is. It's not your thoughts create your reality. It's your energetic frequency of today determines your manifest reality of tomorrow.
So many things, Scarlett O'Hara, we need to discuss.
Sorry. No, I was on my soapbox.
No, it was like, I will never. You know, so those listening to the podcast can't see you, but she had her fist clutched in the air. So I was just thinking of Scarlett O'Hara, you know, after she eats, you know, we all know it's a very racist movie, but beyond that. Okay. So when she just ate like the carrot out of the earth and she's vomiting and she swears, I will never go hungry again. And she's clutching her fist up in the air and you see Tara in the background and they start playing like, oh, no, no, you know, that whole thing. Okay.
So, that was me. Yes. Right.
But it was me too for different reasons. My father passed away when I was 5. And my mother had quit college when she got married. So she did go back and she did graduate. But we were in such poverty. You know, my father passing away when I was very young and, you know, being on Social Security and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, I am never going to be my mother. It was like my driver. I'm going to have my own business no matter what. And these things that drive us. So circling back to that whole thing with like, sometimes this pain is good for us. And there were times raising my kids in affluent Scarsdale, well, I would turn to my husband. It's like, what are we doing to them? We're ruining them. You know, they're like not going to, they're too privileged here. They're not going to get it. Of course, now they're having plenty of stuff because that's the human experience. But I do want to circle back, Allison, to something we were talking about, what I brought up before with the uncertainty is like, so yes, there's doubt and feelings you have to process. However, some of the doubt are things that we manufacture ourselves by staying in decision drama too long. So for example, I had to book a place for my in-person event in New York City, and my husband was nagging me about it at the table today. So this morning I found one and I booked one. I just like, okay, that's it. I'm just booking it because I don't want to sit here in like, do I look at 10 different places? Do I find the best one? Like all that kind of indecision energy, like you said, doubt is what number? By the way, I never heard of this number scale before. Where do we find these numbers?
A very smart person by the name of Stephen R. Hawking created the scale. It's called the Scale of Consciousness. He wrote this amazing book called
He's the one that wrote the movie about that Hawkins or different Hawkins? No.
That's a different Hawkins, but they get conflated a lot. Okay. And he wrote this amazing book. It's a little dense, but if you're really into this, I totally recommend it. It's called Power versus Force. Well, and it actually tells you exactly how our energy works.
Okay. So in other words, if I had stayed in that, I don't know where to have this retreat thing, that would have kept me in a 6 day or whatever you said the number was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
for no good reason. And I did not need to process the doubt. I just had to pick a place. And now I'm done. Like, okay, it's picked.
And do you feel lighter?
It's like, yeah. Yes. But here's the thing. Like, this is how I see manifestation playing out in real time. Is like now I can actually go to my team and say, okay, we have a place to put on the website because we've been selling tickets without even having a place for it yet. We have a place to put on the website. Here are the 3 hotels that are in walking distance of Columbus Circle that are going to be where this place is. I can now go to speakers and say, this is where it is. Can you make it? So things are now moving forward with it, that with everything where it was being blocked. So you can say it in all the woo terms, like my doubt was blocking this result. But really, it was, you know, like. Yeah.
And in what kind of woo energy speak, what you did is you opened up the energy and you created energetic momentum. That's why manifestation conscious creation must have inspired action. It's not all inspired action. And by inspired action, I mean, it's action coming from the heart. It's action your heart is saying, do this. It's on purpose. It's in alignment. It's not like, oh, I'm forcing myself to do this because I think this is what success looks like. No, that's just overworking, right? No, inspired action is required for conscious creation. And you took inspired action and it just kicked off. It just created energetic momentum behind your intentions, creating an amazing event in New York. That momentum is going to keep going.
Yeah, you want to come? I have 2 spots.
Yeah, I would love to. I was just thinking like, oh my God, Patty's this is so cool. Aww.
Yeah, and we're giving away like her card decks too to everybody who's there. It's going to be a very small event. So that little message you just got, there we go again. I got to turn it off. That is my assistant telling me we have 10 spots already filled and the room only holds 16. So me, Anna, 10 people, that's 12. We have literally have 3 or 4 spots left. So
energetic momentum.
But come.
I would love to. And have you ever like, and this is a good example, but have you ever been like in the flow where you've set this intention and then things are just happening and you feel like you're walking on a movable walkway, but you're not actually taking steps, but it's just you're being propelled forward. That's when you're really in the flow of the conscious creation and you're in energetic alignment. And we're never in the flow 100% of the time. I wish that could be, right? This flow comes and goes, but every once in a while, we'll set that intention, we'll align properly energetically to it. And that's when like the universe really just conspires on your behalf to make sure you get all the resources and people and opportunities and things are just dropping on your lap to support your intention.
I love that. It's like a mic drop. Okay. So yes. Allison, do you have any last words for our listeners before we call this podcast complete?
Can I invite them to do something?
Yeah.
I invite you to just right in this moment, drop in your body and just say, what is the thought that I tell myself that is just not good for me selling my art? Allow the first thought to pop up, whatever it is, don't judge it, just notice it. And then notice how you feel when that thought feels 100% true. I want you to feel those feels. If it doesn't feel too intense, go ahead and feel those feels for about 60 seconds and deep breathe. And I promise you, you've just released a block and your energy is just raised.
And it does not always involve booking a conference room in New York City.
So. Exactly.
So this podcast will be airing, I think, the middle of March. What's the next thing that's coming up for your community that they might be interested in?
If you are interested in learning all about how your energy works and the scale and how you can actually become the conscious creator, because as we, you know, woo talk here for a split second, as we evolve to higher consciousness, and all that means is collectively, we are vibrating at higher and higher and higher frequencies. And in fact, if I can just say a little something from my spirit guides tell me that the scale actually goes way beyond 1,000. So we're just scratching the surface for how high we can vibe. So if you're interested in learning any of that, I do have a course. It's called Soul Blueprint. It's going to be coming live about around March, early April, allisonscammell.com/soul blueprint. If you're interested, check it out.
Okay. And we will put that in the show notes for, I don't know what number this is, but my team can put me as a robot saying shulmanart.com/. I don't remember the number. I think we're like at 299, something like that.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Like thank you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Consistency is how you manifest things, by the way.
Energetic momentum.
That's
consistency,
right.
100%.
That's right. All right, my friend. Thank you so much for being with me here today. Until next time, stay inspired.
Thank you for listening to the Inspiration Place podcast. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/shulmanart, on Instagram @shulmanart, and of course on shulmanart.com. The voice impersonations used in the commercials within this podcast are artistic representations meant to share testimonials, reviews, and endorsements of the book Artpreneur. Please note that these are not the actual voices of the individuals who provided the testimonials. However, all endorsements shared have been provided with permission for public use. We value authenticity and the trust of our listeners, and we ensure that all testimonials presented are genuine and used with consent